On 88.1, I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaewon Russick has been to see The Piano Teacher at Rep Stage, the regional theater in residence at Howard Community College. She brings us this review.
It sounds so innocent. A play about a retired piano teacher. A kindly lady who takes great joy in the simple pleasures of cookies and tea. She's so well-mannered she even offers cookies to the audience. But at Rep Stage in Columbia, Julia Cho's play, The Piano Teacher, packs a scary wallop. No matter how gentle the title sounds, no matter if you have children studying piano, in fact, especially if you have children studying piano, do not take the kids to this play. I mean this in the most complimentary way. Director Casey Campbell's production is intentionally unnerving. It reminded me of Wallace Shawn's Aunt Dan and Lemon, another troubling play about an adult's influence on a young person. The Piano Teacher opens with the title character, she's called Mrs. K, telling the audience how she began her 30-year stint teaching children piano in her living room. Wearing a cardigan over her shoulders and sensible shoes, Loreen E. Smith's Mrs. K is cheerful, genteel, and, at times, too ordinary to hold our interest. One day, she decides to telephone some former students.
Mrs. K? Of course I remember you. How are you?
I'm fine. Fine. How are you is the question.
I'm fine. This is just such a surprise.
Well, I was just sitting here today, and I happened to stumble across a list of old students, and I thought of you. I just decided on the spur of the moment to call you up and find out whatever became of you.
Mary is Mrs. K's first call, and Mary makes good on the invitation to drop by. Kashi Tura is fine as Mary, now a young mother, and almost as polite as her former teacher, but not as naive. Her recollections, or at least perceptions, don't quite jibe with Mrs. K's. The widowed teacher's life hasn't been as placid or ordinary as she lets on. She married a refugee from a war-torn country. Well into the play, she shares one of the rare memories he shared with her.
And he told me a story of how, when he was a boy, he hid in a marsh to escape the men who came into his village. Men with guns and knives who swept through his village so that everyone hid. Because everyone knew they would kill the men and rape the women and the children. They'd hurt the children most of all.
There are hints of something lurking beneath the surface of Mrs. K's reminiscences. Something she won't share, won't acknowledge, maybe doesn't know. Then another former student drops by, unexpectedly. The tall, curly-haired young man at the door resembles former piano prodigy Van Cliburn. Mrs. K is as gracious as ever, though she claims she doesn't remember him. Joshua Morgan's portrayal of this mysterious student, his name turns out to be Michael, is largely responsible for the power of Rep Stage's production. If Loreen Smith portrays Mrs. K as the type of old soul whose trips down memory lane could cause you to nod off, Joshua Morgan's Michael commands your attention before he says a word. There's an otherworldly chill about him. The Piano Teacher is very much about otherness, how the other is treated by our society, and how the other might respond to that treatment. It's also about the lies we tell each other and ourselves. Mrs. K says the only advice her mother gave her before she got married was, never be 100% honest. By the end of Rep Stage's unsettling production of The Piano Teacher, we realize Mrs. K has followed that advice all too well.
Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaewon Russick. Rep Stage's production of The Piano Teacher is up until Sunday, February 23rd.